America Fest poll, majority support primary challenge against senators who don't support Trump nominees. By Hannah Knudsen on December 28, 2024. A majority support a primary challenge against their senator if he or she does not support President-elect Donald Trump's nominees, an America Fest straw poll found. Every year, we conduct a straw poll of attendees at America Fest to check the pulse of the conservative grassroots, Turning Point USA founder and CEO Charlie Kirk said. We just got the results of this year's straw poll, and here are the highlights, he continued, sharing some of the results. The straw poll asked attendees, would you support or oppose a primary challenge against your incumbent U.S. senator if they vote against any of President Donald Trump's cabinet choices? Overall, 71.4% said they strongly support a primary challenge against their senator if he or she does not support Trump's cabinet nominees in the confirmation process. Another 8.8% somewhat support it. Just 9.8% strongly oppose a primary challenge against their senator if he or she votes against Trump's cabinet picks, and 4.4% somewhat oppose. Another 5.7% remain undecided. The survey also found that respondents are most excited about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., nominee for heading Health and Human Services, HHS, and Kash Patel, nominee for heading the FBI. Other highlights per Kirk. A massive 63% majority said that Trump's number one issue on day one should be securing the border and deporting illegal immigrants who are already here. The favorite candidate for 2028 by far is J.D. Vance, at 59%. Donald Trump Jr. came in second at 17%, then undecided at 11%, and Ron DeSantis at 6%. The most expected Democratic nominee for 2028 is Gavin Newsom at 35%. Followed by Kamala Harris at 17% and Josh Shapiro at 16%. Ak got 4%, and Pete Buttigieg just 1.6%, too bad, Pete. The survey comes as Trump's nominees prepare for the confirmation process, as some have already been on the receiving end of criticism, particularly Pete Hegseth. As Breitbart News reported, with Hegseth mounting a significant campaign to win support from other Republican senators and the public, those Republican senators have mostly come round and are expected to confirm him. The Senate Armed Services Committee will be responsible for voting on Hegseth first and advancing his nomination to the full Senate. That is expected to happen, particularly after Hegseth met with and had positive meetings Senator Joni Ernst, RIA, one of the alleged holdouts. He has doubled down and both Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance continue to back him fully. His confirmation is scheduled for January 14.